Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about why landowners are selling at rock bottom prices right now. What do you think, Jill? Why do you think?
I'm not going to tell.
I know exactly why. I'm going to learn from you on this.
Well, I'm going to give you some numbers and then we'll talk about it.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
We don't want a 30-second show.
Maybe people do.
I'm sorry. For those of you viewers and listeners who want a 30-second show, not happening.
I get emails like that once in a while, do you?
No, you know, they all email you. It's your stuff that comes up on there. If you have any questions or concerns, email here. Thank goodness it's not my email.
Can you guys just cut to the chase?
I know.
And stop horsing around and just tell us how to buy and sell land.
Make it easier for me. I listen to it at double speed anyway. Isn't that funny? I never do that. I always forget that there's a way to do that. Or they read the transcripts. That's funny too. Okay, back to the question. Herbert wrote, "Hello all. I'm having trouble learning how to price counties efficiently. I'm used to shotgunning a whole county, but I know there's better ways to go about pricing." Do you want to explain shotgunning real quick?
Yeah, so there's a couple ways to price a county when it comes to land. You can establish some version of, I believe that the average sale price in a county is $1,000 an acre. So I'm going to send out offers for $200 an acre and sell it for $400 or $500 an acre as a wholesaler. That's shotgunning.
Shotgunning is like you don't get specific about the area, about
the acreage,
any of the features.
You just get it in the
mail.
You
just like say, you know what? Every single person's going to get an offer from me at this price.
Right.
Some of them might be too much. Some of them might be too little. I'll just see who calls me back.
And I'll deal with it then.
So that's shotgunning. So then Herbert goes on to write, "How would you price, for example, Pinal County, Arizona, 40 to 20 acres? How do you identify significant differences in price points for certain areas when researching a county? I can't seem to find a significant difference in market values for the different areas of Pinal County so that I can price by APN or even zip code. I just don't see a difference. Am I not from nor have I ever been to Arizona? I'm not from nor have I ever been to Arizona, so I'm unsure of more in-depth characteristics pertaining to anything that affects our pricing. Trying to put my next mailer in the best position to be successful, so any advice would be greatly appreciated in my book. I just want to know the thought process behind going about the steps."
So pricing is the hot topic right now. Mm-hmm. If you go through Land Investors, I just did it to put together the questions. Obviously, this one made the cut in for all the shows this week. And pricing is a predominant topic. For good reason, because I think we've been talking about it. Jill and I have been talking about it forever. Mm-hmm. But here's the deal with pricing. As we get further into this information age that we're in, that's seemingly probably endless now, or at least for the rest of our lifetime, the prevalence of data dramatically has increased recently on completed sales for all product types, mobile homes, land. It's always been there for houses, but now even multifamily. So what you need to do is this. You need to establish a system for yourself where you collect various sources of completed sales for land and active sales. So there's sold sales and active sales. There's all over the internet, there's places to get them. Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com, Redfin.com, those are the big four. In fact, what I'm seeing now is that even places like Title Pro, mm-hmm, are actually including it with the data. Mm-hmm. So you can go and certainly find like what's listed there and for what
comps.
Price. Yeah.
I see that when I pull property reports, I do it all the time and it shows comps.
So if you don't know it, Jill and I are licensed, Land Academy is licensed providers for this data. So it's not quite there where you can full blown just go right into DataTree and pull down completed sales and use that data, but it will be very soon. So in the meantime, you need to use these other tools to get your pricing down and find out what's been sold in a certain zip code, or if you want to do it by county, I would highly recommend zip code. Get completed and active sales, establish a price per acre for that zip code, let's say, and then write your offer price, back off your offer price from what you think is retail. That's a long way of saying you got to get the data.
May I add, what would you suggest for Herbert? Because he's even thinking, okay, so are you saying that, how does he put that data into a region and into an area? He's like, okay, I don't know the area well enough to be able to zip code price or APN price. So how do you explain digging into that?
Right. So detail? The vast majority of the comparison values that you're going to get on these data sources I'm talking about have what's called a situs address, SITUS. That's the approximate. You can use it through GPS. That these data sources are nice enough to provide you. It might say 000 County Road in Pinal County, or not necessarily Pinal County, but Eloy, which is a town in Pinal County, Arizona, 8525, whatever. And so if you can get the data for the whole county and you can parse it out by zip code and acreage and get the data down like that, it's not, you know, you can spend a weekend and significantly improve how you're pricing properties. So, you know, Jill and I usually give you show you exactly how to do it. You know, for pricing, I'm kicking the can down the road intentionally because this is such a hot topic right now. And I know that there's a way to collect this data correctly. And we are building an applications to make it real easy. You know, and it's not going to be free. It will dramatically increase the accuracy for how you price. So, but I'm not saying wait for this application at all. You know, we have hundreds and hundreds of members that are successfully doing this by what he calls shotgunning. Mm-hmm. You know, I still shotgun some certain places. His question really is, he's looking at the county on let's say realtor.com, and he doesn't see significant variances per region in that county.
Which is not a bad thing.
Then maybe there isn't.
Yeah, that's sometimes I'm like, that's not a bad thing. You know, there's stuff you can spot that's obvious, like, oh, look around the lake. Okay, we get that.
Yeah.
We all get waterfront. You can figure out, oh, they must have a view, or even it's closer to the town. You know, you could pick out, or maybe you don't. Those are some of the easy things I would start with if I didn't know an area at all. Right. And I'm doing that. You know, honestly, I'm doing it right now. I'm not doing the pricing because the offers that came, you know, obviously you did the offers and the calls are coming back. I didn't really look that detailed into the area, into the region now, and then until I'm staring at the offers going, oh, look at this. Now I'm seeing them. What are you saying?
It's not good.
Like, yeah, that's the way it should be.
Exactly.
It's like, you don't want to get too into it,
right.
Enough into it when you're pricing. Because if you get too into it, you spend a month pricing a mailer and you can't do
that. You shouldn't do that.
You just, that's defeats the purpose here. You'll never get ahead. And so, but you know enough. And then now that they're coming back to me, now I'm getting in going, wow, look how pretty this area is. And now I'm watching for those too, by the way. And I have some things I can actually share about this when we get into the show.
Today's topic, why landowners are selling at rock bottom prices right now. This is the meat of the show that Joe was talking about.
So as I was saying, I'm seeing some crazy numbers coming back. Like offers you sent out. And then now I'm looking, one of the things that we do not look at when we send out offers is how much people paid for the properties. That's something that you don't necessarily need to do. It doesn't really matter. I just kind of like to do it when I'm doing my due diligence. I always glance at it and see, what did they pay for this? Because if they paid $2,000 for it, you know, 2 years ago and I offered them $5,000, I might go, uh-oh. Did I do that wrong, or did something great happen? And is it a justified new offer price? Because now it really is worth $20,000. You know, good for them, kind of thing. Or I look at it like, you know, did they really overpay? Is this offer not well received? You know, kind of thing, whatever. And or what's happening now is it is well received, and they just paid a crazy amount. So let me give you the story of the situation. So the offers have gone out in this certain area in the country that we're working on. These letters are coming back. I'm doing my normal due diligence. We have signed purchase agreements. and they're less than $5,000, right? And I've got three that came in this week. And this is, so through really Monday and Tuesday, three came back. I'm looking at these properties. These people spent between $45,000 and $50,000 for these parcels, and they are in the 4 to 6 acre range. And we're buying them for less than $5,000. And I'm looking at the screen, and I'm looking at, like, I can see one of them. One of them would make sense, because it's like, ooh, this is the one little home run I found in the area. But I got three right now. So then it made me alert. I got nervous. So I'm like, what's going on? So I called two brokers, actually my team, called two brokers in the area to say, are we missing something here? Did you guys, uncover, is this, a meth region, or I don't know, something crazy happening that's going on in this area? And the brokers are like, no, two different ones are like.
So what are the sale prices? Your contemplated sale prices?
Oh, our contemplated sale prices are going to be probably close to what they paid.
So buy for five, sell for 40?
Yeah.
Let's do the math on
that. And they paid 48 to 50. I'm like, what the heck?
So, by the time you get all done with it, they're all separate owners?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the thing.
You're right.
It's like
that's
three
not
random
just...
guys. That's what made me question it. And that's where I thought we got to do this show. So here's my thinking behind this.
You're going to make probably almost $200,000 on those three properties.
Exactly. Now I'm going back to, let me take it a step further. There's an HOA. I go, all right, is there crazy HOA fees? Nope, they're current. Like, all right, so that's not the issue. I'm really digging. This is what I...
Yeah, you're trying to find something wrong with your own deal, which
exactly.
I think that's great advice for everybody.
Exactly.
I do the same thing.
I'm digging. Okay, all right. So, and I found out it's like $300 a year. That's easy. All right, no problem. And
it's like assessing a relationship.
They come with lake rights. Holy moly. Then I said, okay, what's the transfer fees on these? And there is none to transfer from one name to the other at the HOA. I'm like, again, I'm trying to find problems and I can't find any. So at the end of the day, my conclusion is these people don't care. And there's a lot of people out there like that.
That's what this show's about.
That just don't care. It is not about the money. They are done. It didn't work out. They're not going to build their dream house there. They're going to do whatever, and they just want it off there. They don't tire of getting a, tax bill.
New people in our group ask these types of questions. Well, why don't they just list it with the, can you answer these?
Yeah.
Why don't they just list it with the broker?
They don't care about the money.
That's right.
They want the fastest, easiest way to sell this property. They're like, yay, here, I wish you well. Sign it, send it back. That's it.
Have a heart, Joe. Why don't you pay them retail value? These are the things that people say to us.
Excuse me. They signed a purchase agreement. They don't care about the money. They're happy with it. They're happy getting their $4,962.87 or whatever it is. They signed it and sent it back for a reason. You really think I'm going to call them and go, excuse me, Mr. Smith. I'm so sorry. I should have added a zero on there. I'm not going to do that. They signed it. They're done. They're happy. It'd be like, would you do that at a yard sale?
No.
That Schwinn bike is worth way more. I have to pay you more.
Right. No, you don't do that.
Actually, what's funny about that, this is a true story. I sold a car. Remember my blue car? The guy felt bad. The guy said, I sold it for like $8,000. The guy's like, it's worth 12. I said, I know. He's like, I felt bad giving you $8. I'm like, I don't care. I'm happy with the $8. And he's like, everybody walked away happy.
Yeah.
He really felt like he should give me more money. And I was talking about him. I'm like, stop it. I don't care. We made a deal.
Just want to get it done.
Yeah. That was it.
So that's the deal. And is it? Do you think that it's different now than it was last year from a pricing standpoint, rock bottom prices?
I'm seeing more.
Yeah, I absolutely do.
That's what's different for me.
And this isn't going to change for the next probably at least 24 months.
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
I'm seeing more people that are just like, we're all making life changes right now.
Well,
we're all looking at everything in our life, from our kids' school to, do I even really need a second car, to do I really need this piece of land, weighing on me, knowing I'm not going to go build there ever.
We're reassessing everything. And when you really kind of do a mental inventory about all the stuff that's going on in your life, and you get down to, you know, let's call it like efficiency mode or skeleton mode, you know, you get rid of the stuff you don't need. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm doing that. We're doing it personal stuff in our lives and getting rid of stuff that we don't need, like motorcycles and things
like
that.
You just did one?
Yeah.
That was yours? You just rock bottom price.
Basically
that.
Gave it away.
Exactly. You
know, just so.
And yeah, our neighbor even said, why are you doing that? I would have given you twice that. We're like, yeah, whatever. This guy got there first.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wrecked my day.
No, I'm sorry. No. Actually, but hold on a moment. This is better because I didn't want the neighbor out there tinkering with it and you'd be like sad that you see it every day and he's having fun on it. This is better.
If you have ever given anyone a car, you know, it falls under the no good deed goes unpunished.
Don't give it to a friend.
Ever give a car to a friend or sell a car to a friend.
Don't do that.
The first week, you're going to get phone call after phone call about what's wrong with it.
Oh, I had that.
Even though it's free.
Dude, I had that with a property, remember? I had a friend wanted to give her son a piece of property. She thought it was so cool. So I said, sure. So I sold her a property for like a stupid $100. You better believe she complained about the dumb tax bill. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I know what you're talking about, and she kind of deserves it.
Oh my goodness. I will never do that again. I gave you this dumb property.
Hey, now's the time to send out mail. People are really responding.
Yeah.
Does that mean you send out mail with $500 purchase prices? No. No, you still price it at 20%, like you always have, between 18 and 22% or 25%. You're just going to get a better response.
Yeah.
And you're going to find some higher priced property. Find some, like Jill's found, for $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 property, you know, buy it for 20%. Mm-hmm. You're going to, this is the time. That's my point.
Thank you. Happy you could join us today. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you could find us on the Land Academy Show, which will soon be changing, by the way. But for this week, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we are on the House Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the House Academy Show is called Current Market Stats Support Massive Foreclosures at the End of 2020 for Houses. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I cannot tell you how excited I am to tune in tomorrow.
You're going to tune in, Jill?
No, I'm going to tune out. I can't tell you how excited I am to tune out tomorrow.
Are you gonna
do my nails, but my nails are done, so I can't do that.
Are you going to even sit next to me?
Maybe. We'll see. I'll probably be here. Because if I don't be here, if I'm not here, everybody else will tune out.
That's absolutely true.
There you go. The Land Academy Show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listeners. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.